Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
It's good to have options when choosing healthcare. Even better to have the right option. Like the right option for you. The right option for your family. A healthcare that aligns with your faith and your beliefs. We know you want a program that brings you and your community together. With Share Healthcare, that's all possible. Share Healthcare is bringing families all across America together to share in each other's medical expenses. Find out more at sharehealthcare.com. That's sharehealthcare.com.
We thank and praise God that God has enabled us to put the Borwell here in this community with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this community is so grateful because now they are getting pure and fresh water in their home, and they are doing well, and their health is doing good. Therefore, we would like to request all of our supporters and Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry that there are many villages in Punjab, those who are really having big problem of getting pure and fresh water in their villages, in their communities. And God is putting in your heart to donate anything to do or to put the borewells in a needful and poor villages, then you can directly contact Pastor Greg Young or Chosen Generation Ministry. And we pray and we bless all the people, those who have been doing and supporting this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this pastor is doing the ministry in this community. And please keep us in your prayer. And we are praying for all those who have been supporting to put this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you and God be with you all. And always keep us in your prayer. We are also praying for you. Thank you. And you can see the borewell that we have put here, and it's giving water for the people.
Hallelujah! Thank you very much, Pastor Greg, and thank you very much to Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you. Thank you.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you. And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, lots going on. We'll talk in the bottom of the hour about the Speaker of the House situation. My representative, Chip Roy, gave a couple of nice nomination speeches, by the way. And we'll hit on that. We'll hit on the Sean Hannity-Lauren Boebert exchange, if you didn't see that, and a lot of you probably didn't see that, which is good. I'm actually glad you didn't need to watch that nonsense. Sean Hannity once again proving who pulls his puppet strings. But we'll get into some of that as well. I've got Pastor Rafael Cruz is with me today. Look forward to having Pastor Cruz. We'll be talking about pastors and where the answer is. And the theme for my week, God told America on Monday night, take a knee. I love it. I love that God got the glory and is getting the glory. And we continue to pray for Damar Hamlin and his family. And it's really been cool to hear as stories come out about his faith, and then watching again all of those players, even an ESPN broadcaster who prayed over air. How cool was that? So good stuff happening with regards to that. John Lott Jr. is with us today as well. We'll get a report on his testimony that he gave before Congress as the gun grabbers are out trying to take away our Second Amendment rights. But welcome now to the program, and it's really great to have him back. I want to welcome back the Reverend Jim Harden. Jim, welcome. Good to have you with me. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me back, Pastor Greg. It's an honor, as always.
Well, it is my sincere pleasure to have you back. So we're still at that same place. And really, you know, you would think after what took place and the decision to send the abortion decision back to the states, that there would be, I don't know, just a greater sense of victory in all of this. But the reality is that the fight has just intensified. Talk to us about what you're seeing and what you're experiencing, Jim.
Yeah, the fight has intensified, and we predicted that it would. I mean, the reversing Roe versus Wade did not end abortion, and no, you know, you and I didn't think it would. It's not, that wasn't designed. The intent was to give the decision back to the states to decide, which is really what the people want. They want to debate it and talk about it and have a closer, you know, say in what their states do about this extremely important problem that we've got to solve in America. And that is, you know, how do we define a human? You know, I say, you know, you might have thought I was going to say abortion, this extremely important problem, abortion. But what abortion points to is the fact that we as a nation, you know, differ about how to define who qualifies as a human protected under the law. That's the only reason abortion exists. So we as a nation, I think the fight is intensifying around abortion specifically because the people now have an opportunity to talk about it. And pro-abortion Democrats want to rob the people of their right to make these decisions for themselves at the state level by, you know, pushing it through the judiciary like they did in 1973. They lost that. So now they want to push it through. And they're doing everything they can to maintain control over the legislature so that they can push it through legislation. But if they push abortion rights through the legislature, it won't just codify Roe. What it will do is it will make public pro-life activity illegal. Now, watch this. So if, for example, they make, you know, the Biden gets his wish and they push it through the legislature, right. Won't go through the House here, thankfully, but they push it through the legislature. What it would do is it would make abortion a fundamental human right. Now, if a doctor or a pregnancy center or, you know, somebody would try to persuade a woman not to get an abortion, that could be interpreted under the law as a violation of a civil right, standing in the way of a woman from accessing her civil rights. That's punishable by fines or possibly jail time. That would, and based on what we've been seeing in the last 6 months, the attacks on pro-life pregnancy centers, literally firebombing right. of one of our offices, the attacks from pro-abortion politicians vilifying pro-life people, the attacks from the FBI, you know, I mean, literally SWAT-like raids on peaceful pro-life leaders' homes in Pennsylvania.
And explain that, because that has to do with the FACE law. Can you explain to people what the FACE law is all about?
Yeah, the FACE Act was passed in the Clinton era, and it's an acronym. It's a federal law, and it means Freedom of Access to Clinic and Church Entrance Act, okay? But it was specifically designed to target pro-life people and keep them from basically expressing their views and their First Amendment rights and religious expression, you know, about abortion in front of abortion clinics. And so what they've done is they specialized a targeted law to intentionally shut down and cool any kind of communication around abortion clinics by putting steep fines and jail time associated with anything like that. You know, the actual FACE Act violations have occurred on 78 pro-life pregnancy centers, but the FBI refuses to make any arrests on that. However, the FBI goes and engages trumped up FACE Act violations of peaceful pro-life people. And you know, there's 28 of them now, 28 this year. These are fake arrests, basically. And they're all being, you know, they're essentially vilifying and painting pro-life people as violent, like gang leaders. We're not violent. Violence is not coming from the pro-life side. Violence is coming from the left. These people are fomenting violence. You got Senator Hirano out of Hawaii calling for a literal, this is her words, literal call to arms against pro-life people. You've got Hillary Clinton several weeks ago basically coming out saying, hey, how pro-lifers are terrorists, or like Al-Qaeda. You've got Senator Elizabeth Warren saying that pregnancy centers are terrorizing women and we need to be shut down. Instead of denouncing the violence against us, the arson and the death threats, all these things, they're engaging in what I call political transference. You know, psychological transference is where somebody has a problem and yet they don't recognize the problem in themselves. They think that it's everybody else that's got the problem. Well, that's what's happening with pro-abortion politicians. They're engaging in political transference. Everything they're doing, all right. The violence they're engaging, all the lies, all the misrepresentation, all the fraud they're perpetrating against women, all that they're laying on our shoulders as if we're doing it, and we're not. It's quite the opposite. And I think that they're protecting, they're paying for, they're promoting the abortion industry while they're attacking the abortion industry's only competition, pro-life people and organizations like pregnancy centers. And, you know, it's not about, I've said this before, maybe I've said it on your show, but I don't think it's about abortion for them. I know it sounds like abortion, but I think what it's about for these pro-abortion people is what abortion gives them. Abortion gives them the ability to decide who lives and who dies, and that's absolute power. The ability to decide who qualifies as a person under the law and who does not. It's a slippery slope. And pro-life people are the only ones that can articulate that. And that belief that we are made in the image of God and therefore equally valuable, that belief is the only thing that stands in the way between America and tyranny.
Well, it goes to the gender issue, right?
Yeah,
it does. You know, it goes right back to, I mean, you have to use the Bible as the foundation for it because it's talking about the image of God, and then it's talking about who decides what a life is, and once they get to decide, and they are, by the way, folks, this is the issue right now. They are the ones that are deciding what life is. Mm-hmm. And if you go to the very foundations of the Constitution of the United States of America, it's predicated on three significant principles: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And who is it who gives those? We'll be back to talk about that more with Reverend Jim Hardin, Compass Care, coming up right after this.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar four or more times daily, injecting insulin three or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar four or more times daily, injecting insulin three or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
There we go. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest is Reverend Jim Harden, Compass Care Info. CompassCare.info is the website. Compass Care is the ministry, and they provide assistance to young women, medical as well as counseling and resources and so forth. They provide assistance to young women who find that they have become pregnant and they are looking for answers. What do we do now that we are expecting a child and we want to look at and explore what our options are for this child? What can we do? And so they work in the Buffalo, New York area. They really came to national attention, if you will, because their clinic was burned to the ground by arsonists that are pro kill babies, and as a direct result of that, they started lifting their voices even more to fight back against the absolute government lack of involvement in defending pro-life and the pro-life free speech position. Jim, have I said anything that's off track?
No, you're right. We have been attacked, and it's not just us. Our concern certainly is that we'd find the perpetrators who burned our medical office, but our biggest concern is that the violence stop. It's just a nationwide problem. We now no longer have just one mission. Our mission used to be fairly simple. It was that we're a Christ-centered agency dedicated to empowering men and women to erase the need for abortion by transforming their fear into confidence using, ethical medical care, comprehensive community support. But now we've got a parallel mission, and that is to fight to maintain our place in the public square so that we can continue to serve women and save babies. And that's what we're doing right now. We have to fight because we're being attacked by, we're being vilified by pro-abortion politicians. We're being literally attacked. We've got death threats and arson attacks from pro-abortion terrorists known as Jane's Revenge. We're being censored by big tech, and we've got federal law enforcement that's slow walking justice. They're abdicating their duty to investigate these crimes, these violent crimes against pro-life organizations and people, while they're attacking peaceful pro-life leaders. We all out war has been declared, and on pro-life people, and pro-life people are the peaceful ones. Again, as I said before, we're the ones that believe that all people are made in the image of God and equally valuable, and so I stood out in front of our smoldering facility on June 7th after it was firebombed. And I said, I looked back at it and pointed back at it in front of the cameras. And I said, that's the face of the abortion industry. They're not about women's health. They're not about access to health care. They're only about abortion. Jane's Revenge, the pro-abortion terrorist group, their motto is not, hey, we're here for women or equal rights or anything. No, their motto is, if abortion isn't safe, then neither are you. They're a domestic terrorist organization that is engaging in hate crimes against Christian pro-life people, and they're being given a pass by the FBI, by the Justice Department. I mean, we're pro-life people are being robbed of equal justice under the law, And we've had to take matters into our own hands, unfortunately, because they've broken the contract. That is, the government has broken their contract with society. Now we've got to hire our own private investigators to find these people so that we can actually engage in a lawsuit.
In getting justice. Yeah. Well, and recovering your funds and the loss and so on, which is very real. Yeah, we were talking a little bit in the break. So I was, as you were speaking, I was doing a little bit of background. But Damar Hamlin's mom, Nina, and his dad, Mario, were 16 years old when she became pregnant with Damar, and they, you know, they made the decision, the choice, to have him.
Wow.
And so that would make them about 40, make her about 40 years old. And they, you know, have a very close relationship according to what the reports are. And everyone that has spoken about him has said that he is a person of very strong faith. And, obviously that, you know, that would be a reflection of his mom's faith.
Yeah. You know, that's just it. I mean, when we're serving women facing unplanned pregnancies, that women, you know, not a sane woman alive actually wants to have an abortion. She just feels trapped, stuck, like she's got no choice at all. What pregnancy centers do is we actually give women choice. You know, I say this kind of tongue in cheek, but it's true. Christians are the first pro-choicers. And now let me explain. Everything after Genesis chapter 3 is history. Right. I mean, what happened in Genesis 1 and 2? Well, God created man with moral agency, the ability to make choices that have lasting consequences. Mm. We're made in his image, and what we do matters. But what the Bible describes is that good decisions have good consequences and bad decisions have negative consequences.
Yep.
That's all we're saying. The abortion industry only wants to have one.
Hold that thought for just a second. Stay with me. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back right after this. Folks, this is the foundation for our entire country and everything we do culturally, everything that's going on right now, all the arguments that are happening on the House floor. At the end of the day, it's about who's in charge. It's about life. It's about true liberty. And it's about the pursuit of happiness. And where do those things come from? And that's what we're talking about right now, back after this.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for sports cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbals. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an AlterShot. Thanks to AlterShot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and I'm visiting with Reverend Jim Harden, Compass Care. And if you are a young lady or a young man, if you're a young lady and you are experiencing a pregnancy right now that you didn't make plans for and you're not sure what to do, or if you are a young man and you have gotten a girlfriend pregnant, Compass Care has an answer for you, and they have help for you. And they are available by phone nationwide to make referrals and to help you get the help that you need. And you can go to compasscare.info, compasscare.info. And Jim, we were talking, you were going into kind of talking about, you know, how Christians are the first pro-lifers. The Bible, God, right? I mean, the Word of God is pretty explicit when it comes to his position on the value of life. But go ahead, please.
Oh, yes, it is. I mean, I would just like to say, you know, before I jump into that,
yeah,
if somebody is listening to this and they may be facing an unplanned pregnancy, there's hope. Don't give up. Just like, DeMar's parents, Nina and Mario, didn't give up when they were 16 years old. I can't imagine. The world must have looked pretty bleak, but they made the right decision, and there's tremendous blessing there right now. Look at the whole world wants to bless DeMar, right? The whole world is pulling for DeMar. And so you don't know the blessings God has for you. Just let the Lord be confident that the Lord is going to bless you if you make the right decision. That is the story of Scripture. God is, a God of character, and he's designed us to reflect his character and his nature. And he basically said, look, because we're made in his image, we are the crown of creation. We are the most value. There's only two things that are sacred in this world. It's God and it's people, right? Mm-hmm. And so if we set out to make decisions that protect others, that we sacrifice ourselves for others, that's what motherhood is. And that is a very God-like kind of thing to do. Jesus Christ demonstrates what it means to be God and what it means to be holy in a fallen and sinful world. How do we interact with each other in a fallen and sinful world? We sacrifice for one another. Jesus sacrificed himself for us that we might live, right? Amen. That we might live. And what does he say in the parable of the Good Samaritan? Go and do likewise. Go and do likewise. So Jesus is our Good Samaritan. Now he gives us the power with our newfound relationship with God to go and do likewise for others. So, you know, I would say, you know, God's law, even the Mosaic law demonstrates God's heart about protecting human life. You look at Exodus chapter 20, Leviticus chapter 21. These are passages where, you know, in Exodus 20, I believe God's basically saying, don't sacrifice your children to the God of Molech. These nations that surround you are sacrificing their children, making them pass through the fire. Don't do that. If you do that, you're going to be judged severely. And by the way, if you know of somebody who's doing it and don't do anything about it, you're going to be judged in the same way they are, as if you did it yourself. In Leviticus 21, right, it talks about how if a man is fighting with another man and he accidentally hits a pregnant woman and she miscarries, it's eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, life for a life. You can't tell me that God is not interested in protecting the life of the preborn boy and girl. It's demonstrated in God's heart through the Mosaic law. And then of course you've got the fact that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In the New Testament, Jesus, God in the flesh, talks about his heart for children. And he who receives a little child like mine, like this, you know, receives me. But, you know, put that in the negative. He who does not receive a little child like this does not receive me. And he who does not receive me does not receive the Father who sent me. If you want a barometer for you know, the health of a nation or the health of a person, look at how they treat children. Look at how they think about children. You know, there's the Bible is super clear about the value that God places on children. In fact, he says the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. And what does that mean? You know, the disciples were rebuking parents for bringing babies to him one time. You remember the story.
Yep, absolutely. And Jim, just to jump in on that, you know, as a nation, you know, we have always been charitable with children. Yes. You know, we have always been about, you know, the Oliver Twist story, if I'm not mistaken, comes from England, right?
Yeah.
And you know, we looked at that and said, that's not what we want, you know, happening here.
Right.
I mean, we have Americans have always fought for the kids.
We have. In fact, America's kind of an anomaly in that sense. I mean, if you look at the way the world has gone after the introduction of, you know, contraception and, you know, careerism, materialism, mm-hmm. You know, Darwinism, America has kind of held the line, oddly, you know, with respect to childbearing. Our fertility rates didn't drop as quickly and as starkly as, you know, Europe. But, you know, we still value children.
Right.
They have dropped now.
Yes, they have. You
know, just since 2007,
well,
2008.
Yeah, I would, it's interesting as you're bringing that up too. I just, a question comes to mind. You know, we know that the issue of abortion has been around for a number of years, but it wasn't until Roe v. Wade in the early 1970s that it was legalized, if you will. But prior to that, there were situations that would have arisen. But my question is, it you know, looking back at that, it's kind of like I was talking with David Wormser yesterday, and we were going through the history of the Palestinians, okay? And how the Russians actually trained up Yasser Arafat. The communists created a Palestinian people. They created the PLO. They did all of that, you know, in order to create the conflict that they've created there. I'm wondering, looking back, and you are involved in this very deeply, and I know you have looked at the history of all of this. If you go back to, you have to go back to Margaret Sanger, right, and Planned Parenthood in the late 1950s. I mean, that's when the abortion issue, but I guess it goes back to the 1920s and the euthanasia movement is when this all really became a driving force here in our country to try to eliminate certain segments of our society. Is that, am I on the right track? Yeah. Historically,
I mean, I would say I'd back it up to the late 1800s with Darwinian evolutionary theory that's sparked kind of this concept of eugenics and purifying the human race. And of course, Margaret Sanger rose, in that era around Hitler, with the American Birth Control League. And that was driven by eugenics, intentionally targeting, what she described as the weeds of society. She intentionally created her organization to, reduce the kind of unwanted population, the minorities, the Black community. And even to this day, abortion remains very racist. And I mean that. You just look at the statistics. 40% of all abortions are perpetrated against the Black community. And yet the Black community only represents 15% of the population, maybe 17% of the population, depending on what city you're in. I mean, in the Bronx, you've got, for every 100 Black babies that are born, there are 100 abortions. I mean, the Black community is being devastated. I mean, half of the entire Black population has been destroyed through abortion just in the last 50 years. I mean, it's compare that to the white population, mm-hmm. Where if there are 100 white babies born, there are 18 abortions, at least in New York. And New York is the bellwether. As goes New York with respect to abortion, so goes the rest of the nation, which is one of the reasons why I think we're being attacked. So, I think you're right. This goes way back to Margaret Sanger, the eugenics movement and Darwinian evolutionary theory. And make no mistake, abortion remains racist, specifically rooted in eugenics and this whole concept of I don't know, purifying the human race, as it were. So it's a very unfortunate situation, and I think people are beginning to wake up to that reality. And unfortunately, the pro-abortion politicians and the abortion empire are hiding behind moral terminology, Christian moral terminology, which of course they reject. But they have this moral outrage. They feign moral outrage as if we're pro-life people are keeping women from accessing their health care or their rights or whatever the case might be. And that's just not true.
And you go back to the Darwinian thing, and then we're going to take a quick break. But the Darwinian situation, which essentially is what reduced man and said you're nothing more than animals. Yes. And then that became the mantra for how they began the idea that, young people can't control themselves. They don't have any sense of morality. And so they have to have sex because they're just like animals. And that's what is taught in our schools, which is what precipitates this, the decision being made before there's a decision that we're talking about. Back after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's not a habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Hang on a second, folks. Somehow, my coffee hit the wrong... Oh, there we go. Okay. Man, it hit the wrong spot. Just right there in your throat, you know, and it just got the tickle thing. And I was going, okay, wait a minute. I got to speak here in a second. All right. Well, listen, my guest is Reverend Jim Hardin. And so we're talking about, you know, about life. And it's interesting. I was going to share this real quickly. So this is something that...
Seek place nomination for speaker.
The gentleman is recognized.
Yesterday, my first vote for Speaker of the House was for Byron Donalds. Today, I'm rising to nominate Byron Donalds for Speaker of the House of Representatives. Byron is a dear friend, a solid conservative, but most importantly, a family man who loves dearly his wife Erica, his three children, has a proven track record as a businessman, public service in the Florida legislature, and now as a member of the United States Congress. Now, here we are, and for the first time in history, there have been two Black Americans placed into the nomination for Speaker of the House. However, Madam Speaker, order. Madam Clerk, order. We do not seek to judge people by the color of their skin, but rather the content of their character. Byron Donalds.
Now, I'm gonna just jump in and make a quick comment here because I think it's interesting, Jim. I don't know if you saw this or not, but when he made that statement about, first of all, he recognized that there were two Black Americans that were nominated, and it was interesting because the entire Congress gets up and claps, including the ones who consistently fund the abortion that has created the climate that you talked about earlier in the program, whereby 62% of every Black pregnancy ends in abortion. And then just now he made the statement that, you know, that's all well and good, but that's not what this is about. This is about nominating, at least in Byron Donald's place, and I've had Byron on my program, a young man who is the embodiment of America, American values, Christian values, family values, conservative values, and possesses that content of character. And I'll have Ward Connerly on a program a little bit later today. And you were hearing the clapping, and I want to point out to those that are going to listen to this and may not see it, that the clapping in this particular portion is only done by the conservative half of Congress. The other half of Congress won't clap for character. They'll only clap for color. Now, I don't know about you, but to me, that's about as racist as you can get.
Amen.
When the only reason that they clapped for Byron Donalds was because of the color of his skin. And when facts were presented about the quality of his character, and they wouldn't clap for those. And by the way, Chip didn't say it was just about Donald's. Now, I don't agree with Jeffrey's ideals. The man that the Democrats are supporting, I he's pro-abortion, he's pro-trans, he's pro-sodomite, he's pro-climate change, he's pro-population reduction. He apparently sees himself as more important than others of his melatonin color, who he consistently votes to have exterminated. That to me is not the kind of character that I want. But nonetheless, Chip Roy is saying these individuals are in these positions and being nominated, not because of the color of their skin, but because of the content of their character. And one half of the House can't stand and clap over that, which tells me that the only reason that they're voting, and Jeffries better wake up to this, the only reason they're voting for him is because of the color of his skin, not because of the content of his character. And if he doesn't fetch the water the way they want the water fetched, they're going to get rid of him.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly right. I mean, if you don't carry the water of the pro-abortion Democrats in charge of the Democratic Party, they don't care who you are. They will sacrifice you on the altar of their political agenda. They're not about character. They're devoid of character. What is character? I mean, these people who refuse to who only clapped because of the color of a man's skin in Congress are pure racists. Look, there's only one race of man, and it's mankind. I mean, that God created us in His image, all of us. I liked how you described the differences of melatonin in the skin, but there isn't different races of man. If there were different races of man, that means there are different, statuses. There's different, levels of development, et cetera, et cetera. And that's just simply not true.
Yeah.
They're reinforcing racism. And these are not leaders, these people that stood idly by and refused to clap for character. These are laggards. These are people who simply represent an element of society that is dark and wicked, and they're the ones that want to push forward the lies and the propaganda so that they can maintain power. That's they're not interested in building America and re-civilizing America. They're interested in garnering more power, amassing more power to themselves.
Well, and keeping the power, at this point, keeping the power that they believe that they are holding on to. And really, that's the battle that's going on the floor of the House right now. And that's why you have individuals that are fighting to say, hey, we there are certain things that we are demanding need to happen. One of which is a curtailing of the purse strings, and if you're really serious about not giving money to things like rogue IRS agents, as an example, so that they can go in and kick doors down on churches and arrest pastors for speaking truth. I mean, that's how they're going to enforce things like the respect for their quote unquote disrespect for marriage act that they've put forward. And as you said, the bill that they were trying to put forward relative to the issue of abortion, which is not dead and without the right leadership in the House, might well find its way onto the Senate floor or certainly is probably going to come from the Senate to the House for a vote. And we need to make sure that there is a strong hand on the steering wheel that's going to make sure that that does not get an upvote, whether it's as an addendum or in any other way, shape, or form on any bill that goes through. And that's one of the tricks that they play. We're out of time. I appreciate you being with me again. Reverend Jim Hardin, compasscare.info. Compasscare.info. If you are watching us today and you have a friend, a child, yourself, when I say child, a young person, and there are children now, unfortunately, that are in a position where you are pregnant and you're not sure what to do, compasscare.info can help you. I hope you'll reach out to them today. I'll be back with more. John Law Jr. joins me on the other side.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
That was a shooting gallery up there.
I could hear the tremble in his voice.
She suffered a fairly severe beating, and the video is pretty graphic.
Justice for us seems almost impossible.
It's not fun to watch somebody die, and they knew she was in mortal peril.
They have not asked the hard questions. Why was the Capitol intentionally unsecure that day?
The FBI had information about security concerns before January 6th.
They're out for blood, and they're getting it. They appear to be winning.
Were the actions of the Capitol Police out of line? Were there violations in use of force?
Now I describe it as an inside job.
I'm ready to do whatever God calls me.